AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The manhunt is not letting up in upstate New York.
Sweat is still out there. He's considered dangerous.
State police say Stavid Sweat is likely fatigued and no longer has a partner to watch his back. The other escaped inmate, Richard Matt, was shot and killed yesterday. State Police Superintendent Joseph D'Amico has a warning for people around Malone, New York.
Any kind of sightings, don't approach. Please dial 911 or our tip line.
The two convicted killers escaped in New York 3 weeks ago. Security has been beefed up across Britain. Today is Armed Forces Day. There was a report officials foiled a bomb attack by the Islamic State group on a military parade in London. Meantime, Prime Minister David Cameron says many Britons were killed in an attack on a beach resort in Tunisia.
We're working with the Tunisian authorities to identify a final number on the British casualties. But I'm afraid that the British public need to be prepared for the fact that many of those killed were British.
Britain's foreign minister says at least 15 Britons were killed in Tunisia and the number may rise. The deadline to reach a nuclear deal with Iran is a few days away at the end of the month. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Vienna.
We're hopeful. We have a lot of hard work to do. There's some very tough issues, and I think we all look forward to getting down to the final effort here to see whether or not a deal is possible.
Iran's foreign minister said a deal is in reach unless there are excessive demands. Eurozone finance ministers are refusing a request from Greece to extend a bailout program until after a planned July 5th referendum. A man is in custody in North Carolina. There is a search going on for three other men. A man was shot and killed in the small town of Conway, North Carolina, and the suspects are still at large. This is AP Radio News. A day after the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage across the U.S., there was a big party in the Philippines. Nikki Castillo in Manila says the rally is also to push for LGBT rights.
Even if you have the right to marry the person that you love, all over the U.S. and the Philippines, you can get evicted out of your home just because you marry the person you love.
Same-sex unions are not legally recognized in the Philippines because the country's civil code limits marriages to a man and a woman. Leaders of a chapel near New York's Ground Zero are starting two national writing competitions. One will allow the winner to deliver an original sermon on September 11th. The parish of Trinity Church, which includes St. Paul's Chapel, hopes to store conversations about violence, racism, and hatred, and how to work toward healing. The church is called the Little Chapel. It was unscathed by the attacks on the World Trade Center. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.